Hag Sameach, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Message Program. This is Dan with my very best friend and partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom and happy Shavuot to you all. We will continue our study on Pentecost, which is this Sunday, after we first address some news, but not before honoring our Father.
Abba, Father, we do honor you and your name, for your works are awesome, and one day all the earth will worship you when the rebellious be no more. Until then, we will keep the faith, worry for nothing, endure afflictions, knowing that just like in the fiery furnace, you are always with us and will move rocks to smooth our path. We earnestly pray for wisdom and discernment. Please, Lord, bless our tonight's listeners and hear their requests, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones while there is yet time. And may your divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. And where do we surely get our wisdom and discernment?
Well, from the Holy Word.
Amen again.
So what finally happened to Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Well, he failed to form a Likud government of 61 seats. So now President Rivlin, who is also up for re-election next month, has given that honor to Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, a left-leaning centrist party, but very willing to compromise, so to make deals.
So Israel waits some more.
Meanwhile, outbreaks are picking up by Muslim rioters on Temple Mount as Ramadan comes to a close on Thursday. While yesterday and today, hundreds of rockets, incendiary balloons, and mortar shells were fired from Gaza toward Israel.
Dozens of rockets were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome missiles defense batteries.
Mm-hmm. And the IDF has called up 5,000 reservists and is responding with airstrikes on Iranian-backed Hamas targets in Gaza.
Yeah, we're killing at least 15 Hamas members.
Mm-hmm. The thing that burns me is to hear from different countries the remark calling both sides to show restraint. Really, it's unacceptable to use the term both sides. You cannot put Israel, which is a sovereign democracy, together with a terrorist organization, especially one that's sending rockets into civilian populations, and then tell Israel to show restraint.
Well, at least the U.S. said Israel has the right to defend itself.
Amazing. So anyway, by Thursday at the end of Ramadan, I would think this should stop.
Because if they don't, Israel will wipe them out.
Well, they could, and they're planning on using ground combat to enter into those deeper bunkers that they can't hit, you know, through the air. And they will if necessary, and I think Israel's enemies know it.
You should mention that crazy new fad going around.
Oh, I can't believe it. There's these idiots are literally eating rotten meat to get high.
It's amazing how people are doing all kinds of really stupid things today.
You know, America has become an idiocracy where people that must have other people do their thinking for them because they can't seem to think for themselves. Most are just listening to mainstream media instead of doing their own alternative news research.
Exactly.
You know, the post-millennials can barely function because their reading, writing, and math skills are so low. You know, a high school student in Baltimore with a 0.13 grade point average was still near the top half of his class. And I'm not speaking of all teachers now, but the public school system as a whole has really failed.
And we know this has all been done on purpose.
Well, Ephesians 6 and the dumbing down of America, beginning with the kids. Just really sad.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney?
Oh, well, she should go from her leadership chair as the Republican Party for sure. You know, her father, former Vice President Dick, is, along with Bush, of the deep state. And Liz's husband, his law firm, represents several Chinese Communist Party-linked clients, including firms tied to the regime's military. And he employs former Communist Party officials to undergird its massive China practice. Oh, and did you know Kamala's lawyer husband, Doug Emhoff, also has ties to China through his multinational law firm, DLA Piper? Although he did take a leave of absence now.
Yes, he had to on paper when Kamala became VP.
Yeah, so now he's more of a, I guess you would call him a behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
Hmm.
Actually, most in our government, even Mitch McConnell, have economical ties with China. And I think that was always China's goal from decades ago, because money talks and BS walks. Again, who are we fighting?
Not flesh and blood.
Now, food is the globalist crosshairs as part of their perfect storm crisis.
Yeah, just watch prices zoom.
As Revelation 6's black horse is getting ready to escape out of the barn.
We're already seeing engineered shortages.
Right, because as with many other businesses, neither are many truckers returning to work.
Just as we said would happen. Is happening.
Yeah, why work as long as the government hands out free money?
Well, you know, you can't blame them.
Well, what a setup for socialism. Because nothing is free, so watch inflation, watch your taxes, and for sure, watch gas prices, especially since the East Coast pipeline has been hacked into.
And so, what is the plan to get more workers?
Oh, just give the illegal aliens visa cards to fill the many lower-paying jobs.
Their demonic idea all along.
And again, a year ago, we warned all this would happen if Biden was voted in.
But it's not the conservatives' fault.
I don't think so. Most of us voted for Trump. But then fraud was accomplished. Anyhow, I understand some governors are taking action over at least the unemployment benefits.
So we'll see.
You know, and our last piece of news is, of course, about COVID, where Dr. Li Men-Yen, who investigated its origin during the initial outbreak in Wuhan, China. He was a medical researcher in Hong Kong, but he escaped to the United States and now has provided unequivocal evidence that the virus was not of natural origin, but rather synthesized for a future bioweapon.
Well, the question is, was it accidentally leaked or purposely leaked?
We report, you decide.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know now, and confirmed last night on Tucker's program, that Dr. Fauci's NIH definitely helped to fund this weaponized experiment in the Wuhan lab. It's called this gain-of-function research. And actually, it began in the United States, but ordered removed from the United States by Obama as it was too dangerous. But then they secretly moved it to China, and the NIH continued to fund it. Anyway, more should be coming out about all this pretty soon.
Well, we hope.
And then a surgical MD, Dr. Lee Merritt, joins a growing list of medical professionals who see forced inoculations as a Holocaust-level crime against humanity. Sadly, some medical systems are threatening doctors and nurses with termination if they do not comply with forced vaccines.
And many universities are threatening to withhold education from students that do not comply.
I know. And corporations are threatening to segregate people from venues, flights, and other social gatherings as well. You know, governors like that Gretchen Whitmer have turned the state of Michigan into a vaccine prison camp, threatening to take away everyone's freedoms if they do not go along.
Whatever happened to their slogan? My body, my choice.
I know, right? We know because we have read Revelation 6 and the Georgia Guidestones that the globalists did, that this is a planned depopulation scheme with most of the results taking at least 6 months, I'm told, maybe even a year or two, for their new immune system to stop working because it will have already damaged our innate immunity.
Okay, you can send your end time comments or your end time questions to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with your detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And yes, we do need your help to stay on the air. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our archived past radio and teaching newsletters.
And they're all labeled.
Yeah, a short review from last week.
All right. Well, this Sunday, Pentecost, or Feast of Shavuot, is the fourth fulfilled appointment that God made with man, written in Leviticus 23. And so there are three more to go.
Yeah, the Sabbath has also been fulfilled.
All right. That's our day of rest because he resides inside of us. So all legal rules and regulations from the old covenant have also been fulfilled, and freedom now belongs to his bride. So never allow any legalistic person to tell you that you must do this or you must do that. Christians have been set free, and your debt to sin has been paid in full.
Now it's all about love.
Oh, and when you love someone as your betrothal, you want to get as close as you can and to know as much as you can about your soon-to-be-wedded husband.
And we know that the only way to get close is to study his manual.
That's why he gave it to us, so we could abide in him.
John 8.
Mm-hmm. The last three appointments, well, they're going to be fulfilled in some fall season when the harvest is complete and gathered in.
Matthew 13:30.
Now, historically, the first Pentecost, referred to as the Feast of Weeks in Exodus 34, took place when the Hebrews reached Mount Sinai 50 days after fleeing through the Red Sea, when God gave them their law to follow, which was also their betrothal covenant agreement.
To which they all replied, "We do." Exodus 19:8.
Yeah, and it's also the first time a shofar was blown and recorded in Scripture. So it took on the common idiomatic phrase of the first shofar.
The last shofar is an idiom for Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. The anniversary of the creation of the world, but more specifically the day Adam was created. And Paul tells us a future rapture.
1 Corinthians 15:51.
But we don't know which day or hour because it's a two-day celebration. So don't even know for sure what year.
But the signs are here.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
And one more. The great shofar, which is an idiom for Yom Kippur, and will be blown when Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation.
So obviously, on a Yom Kippur.
That's my thoughts, Matthew 24:31. When the elect, the tribulation saints, and the 144,000 are gathered in along with the bride, now called his wife, according to Revelation 19:7, and we go into the Messianic kingdom.
Amen.
So, in the Old Testament, Passover was the type of their sins being paid for with the expectation of a future coming Messiah. In the New Testament, sins were all paid for with the Messiah's crucifixion. So either way, they could eat leavened bread at Pentecost.
And made two loaves.
Yes, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles, because both are covered under the blood of Christ's sacrifice.
Yeah, he died for the whole world.
Yep, to anyone who wants it.
It's hard to imagine why so many don't.
I know. But the road is narrow and few will find it because they refuse to look for it, actually. And there's plenty of evidence there.
They'd rather listen to the unrighteous.
Yep, that's the bottom line. Okay, so this week we want to look at some typology that few students give much thought to. And that is some obvious patterns that occurred during those 50 days after the Hebrews left Egypt, but before arriving at the mountain.
So between Passover and the first Pentecost?
Yes, because some years ago, out of sheer curiosity, I carefully studied some passages in Exodus and was reminded that it was after the Red Sea crossing and the once again whining Hebrews, well, they received the bread.
The manna from heaven.
Yep, and it tasted like honey. Well, we read in Luke 24, verse 30, that Jesus, after the Passover and his resurrection, on the anniversary of them crossing through the Red Sea, and before his ascension, he too gave bread to the men that he met on the road to Damascus.
Yeah, you know, that's a great typology.
Oh, and there's more. The next day before the Hebrews got to Mount Sinai in Exodus 17, they were told about the rock that would give them their water of life.
Hey, another picture of Jesus.
Yep. When at the mouth of the Jordan River, he said, upon this rock, and that was the statement announced by Peter, Jesus said, I will build my church.
Matthew 16:18.
And he often said he was the water of life. Like Paul said about the Hebrews in 1 Corinthians 10:4, you read that?
And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
And then, and I really love this picture, likely on the 40th day after the Red Sea, remember when Moses led his men in the fight against the Amalekites? When Moses held up his arms, they would be winning the fight. But when his arms went down, they would be losing.
So Aaron held Moses' arms up for him.
Well, that lifting up of one's hands is forming God's initial. It's called the Shin in Hebrew, and it has the SH sound, and is the first letter in Shaddai.
Looks like a W in English.
And it means Almighty. So in actuality, God won the battle against the evil giants, the descendants of the Nephilim.
So how's this connect with Jesus?
Well, on the 40th day from his resurrection.
So after his ascension.
At his ascension, yeah. Jesus, a picture of Moses, also raised up his hands, making a sheen as he ascended into heaven, as he blessed the people.
Luke 24:50.
Also, Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 17, adds that in his name, we would have power over demons.
So, by raising up our hands, we are displaying the name of God.
Yeah. Which is why Paul in 1 Timothy 2 commands all to lift up holy hands. Moses lifted up his arms to defeat the demonic enemies, and Jesus also lifted up his arms on the same anniversary date, giving us the Great Commission and to use the name to fight our enemy. This sheen that represents his name is also embedded into the landscape of Jerusalem by the three major valleys.
Picture is on our website.
And now you really understand why God told the Hebrews to make sacrifices in the place where he has chosen to put his name.
1 Kings 11:36 and Deuteronomy 16:2.
Yep. So again, on the first Pentecost, the Hebrews received their Torah. And in Acts chapter 2, also on Pentecost, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit so we could better understand the Torah, our Bible, with dunamis power over our enemy.
We really do have the power over the devil.
Just use it. Also, according to Deuteronomy 6:8 and other places, God told the Jews to bind his words on their forehead and hand, showing they loved the Lord their God. And so they placed a small box on their head and arm and bound it with leather straps called tefillin or phylacteries, which is interesting in that they arranged the straps in three lines on their hand. And it's usually the left because most were right-handed. Anyhow, it was in the shape of a W, or to them, it was a sheen, as his name on their hand with the scriptures. And that's, of course, they placed Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 inside each box. And again, one on the head and one on the arm, leading to the hand. Now, of course, since Satan is a counterfeiter, this is probably why we or they will have his mark on either the hand or the forehead of his followers. Also, you should read Ezekiel 9, especially verse 4, and Revelation 7, verse 3, and Revelation 13, verse 16. Okay, jumping ahead to the 20th century now, Pentecost also marks the anniversary of the end of the Six-Day War, when God won back from the enemy Jerusalem for the Jews. Again, a type of the army of Moses' victory over the Amalekites in the same time frame many centuries before. It's simply amazing. Oh, and this is really cool. The divided tongues of fire in Acts chapter 2 that landed on the believers. Well, I saw a picture of that, and yes, it looks just like a sheen. You see, God placed his initial on them as his seal of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we got time, so one more nugget. The Jewish people read the Torah more intensely during Pentecost because it commemorates them receiving their law of instruction. But another tradition, which began later, is the reading of the scroll of Ruth. Why, you must ask? Well, besides the fact that she was David's great-grandmother, Ruth tells the story of a Gentile falling in love with Israel and the people, who marries the Jewish man Boaz, which is a picture of our marriage to Jesus, the kinsman redeemer who redeemed back the land for her Jewish mother-in-law, like Jesus will do as well. So, by the way, a complete 5-point study of the book of Ruth is archived on our radio program's webpage beginning in May of 2014. Look it up. Anyway, the book of Ruth is a great typology of how the church is to feel about Israel too. To embrace and love Israel like Ruth did. That is, if we truly love Jesus. For now, we are no longer just a Gentile, but a born-again believer with a new name called Christian. And one day, all Israel will be saved and have the name of Christian as well. Please get a hold of that. Read Romans 11:26 and Galatians 3:28. So, till next time, let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And by the way, Aaron raised his arms when he gave that blessing. Till next time, Shalom, Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.